49ers, Raiders, Warriors, Giants, A's, Sharks. If it's Bay Area action you seek, we're talking about it. From the South Bay to the North Bay and everywhere in between, we have you covered. Now, get ready for Bay Area Sports Wrap with Lowell Tuckerman and Marco Ukalovich.
Lowell Tuckerman with Marco Ukalovich and Ryan Leong for Bay Area Sports Wrap, recapping the Week 10 action for the 49ers and Raiders. Beginning with the 49ers, they get a huge win against the Los Angeles Chargers, 22-16 in Santa Clara. And gentlemen, I got to say, the 49ers are not taking as long as I thought they would take in terms of getting into a groove with the new acquisition of Christian McCaffrey. He played the very same week they acquired him. Didn't play much, but just getting on the field was impressive. And here we are 2 weeks later after that trade. They get a big win at home against the Chargers. McCaffrey looked great. He looked even better the previous week, becoming the first player since LaDainian Tomlinson to throw, run, and catch a touchdown in an NFL game. Ryan, I'll start with you. The 49ers are looking really locked in. To me, I think it's almost inevitable that they're going to catch the division-leading Seahawks eventually.
I would think so. I mean, right now, the biggest problem for the Niners seems to be getting that offense going. Certainly, it's not their defense. They shut out the Chargers in the second half. I mean, they gave up 0 points, and they outscored them 12-0. Elijah Mitchell came back. He had a knee injury that kept him on the shelf for like 2 months. He had 89 yards rushing on 18 carries. McCaffrey had 38 yards rushing on 14, which isn't great, but he did score a touchdown. He also caught four passes for 39 yards. So he's kind of a dual threat. And as you mentioned, you know, run, pass, and catch, touchdown. First guy to do that since LT. So the Niners definitely have some pieces in place. It's really a matter of getting that offense to gel because, again, the defense is very strong right now.
Marco, what are your thoughts? You got to see it up close last night. What are your thoughts on how the team is progressing? And have we seen the best version of the 49ers yet?
No, not yet. We're getting there. I think they're getting close to showing the best that they have. You know, defensively, those guys, again, second straight game where they shut out the opponent in the second half, as Ryan mentioned earlier. And the way the defense is playing, despite, you know, them having injuries, you know, this team got healthy this week. This was the first time all season long that the offense had all of its players available to play in the game. And, you know, I asked everyone about that after the game, and they, you know, they were just so excited going into that game. You know, despite Kyle Shanahan running the ball 41 times, but I think offensively, you know, once Christian McCaffrey gets, again, a little more acclimated, I think to the point where he knows, you know, 100% of that playbook, this offense can only get better from here on out. Right now, the defense is playing lights out as far as, you know, being able to get pressure on guys. Now, they haven't had a lot of takeaways this year, but the fact that they're getting pressure on the quarterback, the fact that they're winning the battle of the trenches every week and only giving up like 50 to 60 yards rushing, that's why, you know, the 49ers are where they at right now, 5-4. You know, they had a couple of games where, you know, there was some situations where, you know, they just weren't, I think, prepared well by Kyle Shanahan. Go back to that Atlanta game. Go back to that Chiefs game, not having them make any adjustments in that second half. But now I think they're starting to figure it out. You know, when you add a Christian McCaffrey to an offense that already has Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, George Kittle, yeah, and now with the return of Elijah Mitchell, it's kind of scary to think what this offense can do for the 49ers. So I think going forward, I think as we get down to the final few games of the season, I think you're going to see this team clicking on all cylinders.
Well, the 49ers, no doubt, are headed in a great direction down the stretch. Now, let's talk about a team headed in the exact opposite direction of the San Francisco 49ers. I'm talking about a former Bay Area resident in the Las Vegas Raiders. They're now 2-7. They lost at home to an Indianapolis Colts team that was considered the laughingstock of the NFL for their choice of interim coach in Jeff Saturday, bringing him in literally out of a studio, and he's never coached before. Raiders lose 25-20 to the Indianapolis Colts. So, Marco, I'll start with you. There's a lot of soul-searching going on in the Raiders organization and a lot of finger-pointing. McDaniels, Carr, Davis. And we know that Mark Davis just gave a vote of confidence to Josh McDaniels. Where do you see the biggest problem right now with the Raiders organization? And is there anything they can do to forget playoffs? Can they salvage the season and have a respectable record?
I don't think they will be able to have anything respectable or salvageable the rest of this season. You know, I kind of called it back after the second week when they blew that 20-point lead to Arizona in week two and lost that game. I said this team was not going to be able to recover from that, and they haven't. You know, ever since the Houston win, they've lost, you know, four games in a row, I believe, and it's to teams they if you want to be a playoff contender, you need to have beaten. Okay, Jacksonville, you shouldn't lose to them. Okay, you shouldn't lose to Indianapolis, who again had the owner benched their quarterback and fires the coach, brings in, you know, his favorite, I guess, player from back in the day, Jeff Saturday, who, yeah, the last thing he ever coached was high school football. And he was, like you said, a TV analyst. And the fact that they lost to this, to that team and that coach, I mean, nothing against Jeff Saturday. I'm sure he's a nice guy, but, you know, that's officially hitting rock bottom for this team. It's in disarray. It's in total chaos. Yeah, no one's on the same page. You got, you know, Derek Carr, who's just pretty much, I think, has had a mental breakdown. He showed it at the press conference, crying the whole entire time, saying he was tired of what's going on. You know, Davante Adams is basically went out and said that the coaching staff's the reason why we're at 2-7 right now. So there's no vote of confidence. I don't know how Mark Davis can have a vote of confidence in Josh McDaniels. He's proven now, again, he's just not head coach material. He does not know how to lead a team or prepare a team week after week to be on the field and play a good 60 minutes. He just does not have that ability. He's a great coordinator, but there's just some coordinators that just aren't meant to be head coaches, and he happens to be one of them. And unfortunately, I can't see the Raiders really winning another game the rest of this season, because when you saw what happened just, you know, yesterday, 24 hours ago, that they lost to the Colts 25-20. It was beyond disgraceful.
And Ryan, if you look at it, for people thinking there's no way that Mark Davis would cut loose Josh McDaniels and owe him all that money, look no further than last year when they decided to cut John Gruden loose. They owe him all that money. What does your gut tell you, Ryan? Does Josh McDaniels finish the season as head coach of the Raiders?
Not if they keep losing it, he doesn't. And I still don't understand why they never kept Rich Bisaccia, because he was the guy that took over for Gruden. And he got them to the playoffs, if I recall. I mean, of course, they lost, but he got them to the playoffs. And he had the trust of his team, and they actually overcame a pretty serious problem last year in that, you know, that accident that involved Henry Ruggs with his DUI and killing a poor, innocent woman. And the Raiders still found a way to have a successful season last year. So this team is an absolute train wreck. I mean, I personally wasn't happy to see it, but I wasn't surprised that they go into New Orleans and they got shut out, which is the ultimate sign of embarrassment when you can't even score 3 points, you know, but by way of a field goal. This team is completely directionless. I mean, I didn't think it was possible for the Raiders to be any more lost than they already are, but we're seeing it right now.
Both the Raiders and 49ers will head out on the road next week. The Raiders go into Denver to take on the Broncos, trying to get win number 3. And the 49ers will bring their passports with them as they go to Mexico City for Monday Night Football to take on the Arizona Cardinals. For Marco Ukalovich and Ryan Leong, I'm Lowell Tuckerman. We'll be back next week to give you our analysis on those games right here on BayAreaSportsWrap.com.